Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
And welcome to this special feature of Solutions on Tuesday, March the 4th, 2014, as we are getting ready for the 10th anniversary of the Fresh Aroma 10th Spring Prophetic Conference, which will be held here in Dallas, April 17th to 20th. And like the song was saying from one of that song comes from Prophetess Marcus's album, I Love to Praise Your Name, Abba Father. And that's exactly that we're going to be talking about tonight. And let me welcome everybody to the Solutions program. My name is Nathan Nkama. I'm hosting you from Dallas, Texas, on the behalf of Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu, our producer and host of this show. She's also the conference host. And we thank you all for joining us. Prophetess Mwaka, good evening, and thank you for letting Meshiko and I do this. I don't know if Meshiko and I are able to fill your shoes. Good evening, ma.
Good evening. You both have done a super job for the last 1.5 years, and today I just felt like being part of the listening audience. I don't want to be the one asking the question, so I'm excited to be on the other side of the two of you powerhouses host us tonight.
So we are the ones who are in the hot seat, eh? And the prophetess is going to chill Shiku here.
That's right.
Good evening, Shiku, and welcome to the show. Tonight we're talking about releasing the prophetic in worship. And that's a very profound statement, Prophetess Mwaka. Before we introduce our guests, our musicians, our worshipers, our psalmists from across different ministries and ministers in their own capacity, that's a very loaded statement, Prophetess. You just want to share briefly with us on that before we get into the discussion.
Yes, I'm a very, very passionate worshiper, but when you look at the Bible, even King Saul, when he was being oppressed by demonic spirits, they asked for a worshiper and an instrumentalist to come and release that sound that would bring deliverance. And so music and the prophetic go together. And you remember when King Jehoshaphat had that great army against him, and the people were so afraid, but it was during the time of worship that a word went forth. And so worship is really, really so, so important, not just in the prophetic, but even in the kingdom, basically, for the word of the Lord to go forth and to really transform people's hearts. That sound of heaven has to go ahead and just, you know, melt people's hearts and just touch us all, and then we are in a place to be able to receive.
Amen. We praise God for that word from our prophetess, our host, and our visionary, and the host of the upcoming conference. Before I introduce the people that are going in this discussion, let me just give our Solutions family some information about the conference. As you are aware, and we are very delighted on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka, celebrating 10 years of a decade of distinction. That's a really an awesome phrase and theme there. The conference is April 17th to 2014, and it's going to be at the Sheraton DFW Airport Hotel. All this information is available on the website, which is fresharomaministry.org. Now, as we go along doing this work, Shiku, and making arrangements as you are talking to people, I was sending some information to Shiku, everybody listening, and just talking to people, trying to encourage them to come to the conference. I just discovered some very important information, and I thought I'd share with our Solutions family. The conference is taking place during the Easter weekend, and my niece, Prophetess Mwaka, just told me that the community colleges are going to be closed during that weekend. That is good news. So we want to encourage all you college students out there, most of the colleges, especially in Dallas, you know, this is the Bible Belt, so they do observe holidays like that. And I think that is good news for us, for our conference. We want to encourage all the college students. We're encouraging you to come and be part of this conference. Just go to the website, fresharomaministry.org, and register, and we are going to be having an exciting time during that weekend. All right. Now, we have some worshipers, some ministry leaders here who are going to be sharing with us what we should expect, the preparation that they are making, and the things that they are doing as we get ready for this conference. And the team leader who's putting the worship ministry together for all this is Minister Stephen Reed, who is the worship pastor at All Nations House of Prayer International Church, where Apostle Darius and Prophetess Mwaka are the pastors there. Together, Brother Stephen, together with his wife, Lady Nicole, are working together in this mammoth task to do this. Brother Steve, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening. I'm happy to be here. Part.
Excellent. Lady Nicole, how are you today?
Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome. Welcome. And Brother Stephen has got some team members who are going to be working with them, different ministers from different ministries. First of all, Brother Stephen, before we introduce our other members of the team of the Fresh Aroma International Conference worship team, let's talk about a few things here. What does it take? How did you put this team together? What does it take to do something like this?
Well, it takes very dedicated and true worshipers to actually put this on. A lot of people in the Metroplex, some friends, some family members, and those who just have a heart to worship come together and basically connect with the vision of Fresh Aroma, and we just basically execute and do what God has commanded us to do.
That's so, you know, this kind of work takes one important aspect of the Christian life and ministry, which is relationships. And when you're working with people in this kind of work, it takes time, it's demanding, some people have to drive long distances. I mean, what does that do to your relationship with these ministers as you're working with them?
Well, I think it, you know, strengthens, you know, the relationships that I have with those who are singing and those who are musicians and who are playing with us. due to the fact that it's connecting and coming together to have a successful rehearsal. And then as we go into the conference, you know, it's successful praise, it's successful worship that's on display, not only for the kingdom, but for those who are listening to us as well.
Excellent. Okay, let's take time to welcome a few members of the Fresh Aroma International Conference who have joined us here tonight. Let me introduce Brother Rockmond, is it Leach, from, I believe it's Terrell. Brother Rockmond, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks
good
for
evening.
Joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I've been enjoying what I've been hearing so far.
Excellent. Okay, we are going to also welcome Reverend Gladson Mosonda, Surge International Ministries founder and president. We popularly or commonly call him Rev G. Hi, Rev.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good to hear your voice. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Excellent. Amen. We're looking forward to a great time at the conference. Brother Rockmond, our discussion tonight is a worship that releases the prophetic. I mean, share with us your heart as you've been working with everybody. I know you guys meet every Saturday morning, probably another day when you do rehearsal. So what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, there are a lot of wonderful things that are going on behind the scenes. A lot of connection, great connection. I remember when Minister Reed and Lady Nicole first talked to me about being a part of the conference. I remember that the first time that I had been a part of the All Nations service was Watch Night. I guess it was the crossover service. That was the name of it.
Yes.
And I'm a huge worshiper, but the thing that I know about worship is that it involves relationship. And it just kind of reminds me of John 4, I believe it's about the 23rd verse, where it says, "But the hour cometh and now is, that the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." And so I know that God is seeking after those who have adapted the lifestyle and the mindset of a worshiper. Therefore, it was in that service where I was able to connect to all the wonderful worship and connect to the flow of worship that night that I knew I wanted more of this. So when he asked me to be a part of the Fresh Aroma conference, I was elated and excited. What goes on behind the scenes are, one, I have to speak of the excellence of Minister Reed and all that he's doing, because he's always empowering us with information. There's an expectation of excellence, which, you know, that's what we need to be when it comes to being kingdom-minded, is excellent anyways. But it's all excellence, and I've grown to know many of the other musicians, such as Pastor Gladson, Pastor Hope, Brother Jacob. I don't know if he's a pastor or not, but we've grown to know each other, and the thing that I love about them more than anything is that these brothers are experienced with handling the presence of God, like the Levitical priesthood when they would hold the Ark of the Covenant. They are experienced with the presence of God, and I'm just excited to be a part of the team.
Praise God. Rev G, there's something I'm getting from this. I'm getting this triangle: God, relationships, the worshiper. You've been doing ministry for a while, something to do in relation with the worship ministry. Talk to us about the significance of this triangle we are hearing: God, relationships, and the worshipers.
Thank you. I believe that every time God did something on the earth, he always worked with people. He always used the human factor to impact the human being, right from creation, right to actually even the construction of the ark and the tabernacle and the temple. He always worked with people, and it was people that worked within themselves. You know, the book of Psalms says, "Behold, how good and a blessing it is when brethren draw together in unity, for there the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore." So there can be no true worship without camaraderie. There can be no true worship without brotherly love. There can be no true worship without the connection of, you know, the brother with brother. And so I believe that God is supreme. God is, of course, the object in the center of our worship. But God, in turn, begins to partner with us as human beings, with his brothers and sisters, in being able to release his heart, which ultimately God's heart is love. And, you know, 1 John says that we cannot say we love God if we don't love the brother that we can see with our physical eye.
Praise God. You're listening to a special feature of Solutions Radio Show. We're talking about worship that releases the prophetic. This is, we're just trying to give you a picture, a synopsis of what you will expect at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference coming up April 17th to the 20th, 2014. Please note that the conference is free, but you still need to go to the website and register so that we can get the numbers that are coming and we know and prepare adequately for you so that you are worshiping and receiving ministry and instruction in the Word in a very comfortable environment. Saturday morning, we have a prophetic breakfast, Saturday, April 19th, and we want to encourage everybody that event is not free. You have to register for it, and the tickets now are $45. You can go to the website and get the tickets, and there's going to be a special treat for those that register for the conference and just join that prophetic breakfast. Now, I want to recognize some other ministers also and team members of this worship team. Let's go to Fort Worth and welcome Miss Melissa Foster for Believers in Christ. Hi, Miss Melissa.
Hello, how are you all?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Also enjoying what I'm hearing.
Excellent. Share with us your experience in this atmosphere that we're talking about. I mean, because generally what is going to happen, like Rev Gladson has said, Brother Rockmond and Minister Reed here, you are, rehearsal is not really like, for you guys, I know rehearsal is not like somebody just preparing to go and perform. You are basically sort of getting ready to bring a certain atmosphere into that conference. Talk to us about your experience and what is happening.
Well, I'm the sister of Stephen Reed. So growing up, that has been something that's been instilled in us since we were younger. My mother is a minister of music, you know, for her church. And, I mean, we were raised to worship. And it's a ministry that touches people. And that is a very important part of the service. You're ushering in the presence of God. And it's like you're elevating, you're helping to elevate those to come into his presence. And singing with my brother is wonderful. Like I said, we've been singing since we were little together, but just to be on a different level and see him flow, you know, with that gift that God has given him and that anointing. And, I mean, it's an honor to be able to worship with him and to be a part of this conference. And I know that God is going to do wonderful things in this conference. And we've had rehearsal, and the presence of God has come to that rehearsal. So we already know that when the conference is here, when it gets here, I mean, we're going to be so built up in the spirit that we're just going to, you know, just help to usher that in. So, I mean, I'm excited about it. And I know, you know, my family and friends that are a part of it are excited as well.
Good, good. Lady Nicole, here is Melissa, a family member, so to speak, and your husband is leading this team. And I've heard your testimony, you guys, and how you just are thankful to the Lord for this Fresh Aroma connection, Prophetess Mwaka connection. What is the significance of bringing this atmosphere from your home, from your heart, from your home into the conference as a family?
Wow,
Well, the significance is really you know, when we are in worship, even in rehearsal, as we go forth in prayer, as you said before, we are members of All Nations House of Prayer Church, and prayer is a big factor. It's a big factor in our lives on a daily basis. But even during rehearsals as we pray and during the week as God prepare us for what we need to rehearse for services, and leading up to this conference, we have an amazing time during the rehearsal. It is not to perform, but really it's the heart of worship, and it's a platform of ministry. It's we're yielding ourselves as vessels unto God, and we're bringing what we have, and we're offering it up to our Father, the one who gave us this gift, this magnificent gift, this tool of worship. And, you know, it has been dynamic, Pastor Nathan, in the rehearsals. This has been, it seems like every rehearsal has been intensified. It's getting greater and greater. Past Saturday, we were doing our rehearsals. We were a team and we're all worshiping. And the Spirit of God just came in. The glory of God sat in that place. And the worshipers felt just the dynamic move of God. And those of us that were there just felt the rushing, the washing of his rain just coming down on us. And it was amazing. We were singing praises up to God. We were telling him how much we love him and we adore him, and how much, you know, we need him in everything that we do. We don't want to move without him. He's our everything. So it is very important, because it's not about a superstar status. This is about worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is about talking about our God, who's amazing, who's awesome, who's done so much for us. And at every one of the Fresh Aroma conferences that we've ever been a part of, that we have ever attended, God has showed up. He has never, never failed to do more than we could ever think of. And with this being the 10th year, celebrating 10 years of distinction, we are just so excited. We're so honored to be part of this. I mean, God is preparing us even now as the worshipers. He's getting us in that place. Before we even get there on that Thursday night, I mean, this team itself will be transformed even to another level. So it is important. Praise God. I'm excited. But, you know, just seeing God show up, seeing what he's doing in us, it just stirs my spirit. And it's like saying, oh, come. Oh, oh my gosh, it's amazing. So, yeah, we just don't stand and sing five songs and cut and go, but we allow God to navigate.
Oh, praise God. We'll continue our discussion on our solution special feature for the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. And what I would like us to do is just sort of soak up in the presence of God and listen to this worship song from one of the brothers, one of the psalmists, who's going to be part of this conference, from Brother Fred.
Now
That is Fred O'Barry. He's going to be one of the ministers and singing special music and ministering to us during the 10th annual Spring Prophetic Conference, which is coming up April 17th to the 20th. Please, we want to encourage everybody listening, our Solutions family, those online, those that have called in. If you haven't got or registered for the breakfast, the conference is free, but you have to register for the breakfast, which is on Saturday morning, April 19th, and the tickets are $45. Go to the website right now, fresharomaministry.org, or you can call us. The information is all on the website if you've got any questions and any information that you'd like to be clarified. We're talking to the worship team, the worship ministers, who are going to be leading us in this. And before I introduce, I know Betty hasn't said anything yet. Let me go back to Mr. Reed. Pastor Stephen, as you are getting ready for this, what are some of the things that you are, like every day, what is happening as you guys are communicating, texting, tweeting, inboxing?
You know, we stay in contact. Most of our rehearsals are every Tuesday and Thursday. Mm. So, you know, if there is any change or any modification within the songs that we already do have, I let, you know, all of the musicians and also the worshipers know what direction we'll be going in. And, you know, our communication is very well. And, you know, there's certain things that we do focus on, and that's just doing everything with a level of excellency, of excellence, I should say. And
how does a typical rehearsal look like? How does it, if I just come and sat in there, what would I experience?
I believe you will experience a mighty wave of the Holy Spirit that will consume you, and
amen.
You know, and it's by us yielding ourselves to God. You know, as I talked with my brother Rock, you know, on certain things, there's a connection that is there to where we all flow together, and it's not flowing in separate directions, which could cause confusion in worship, and those who are worshiping could actually feel that. But when you have that flow of togetherness, then, you know, it's connecting to the heart of the Father, but it's also connecting to the heart of the people as well. And they will feel the absolute power of God, you know, through worship and also intensified in praise. So we are very much, you know, happy to be a part of this.
Excellent. We praise God. Before I introduce Miss Betty here and Brother Dimitri, let me mention to everybody listening, please don't tell yourself April is a long way. I have a lot of time. The breakfast has got a closing date to it, which is March 20th. By March 20th, we will no longer take any registration fees or payments for the breakfast, because we need to, you know, when you're dealing with hotels, that is expected. Miss Betty Ndekwa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for joining us. I believe this number should be Dimitri. 214-8875. Is that you, Brother Dimitri Morgan? Or maybe I wrote it wrongly. Okay, Betty is also from All Nations House of Prayer Church. Betty, so far, share with us what you experienced in this environment, this team, and, you know, just the relationship building. How has it been?
Well, I think it's a great team put together, and there's commitment. Every meeting, at least, we've had good numbers. Mm-hmm. I love the song. I was just telling Lady Nicole that there's some songs I already own. Like when I listen to the radio, I'm like, that's our song, you know. And, well, I've enjoyed being in the meetings, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Reverend Gladson, I like what Betty has said, this is our song. What is the importance of people owning this thing and embracing it and just, let me use the word, just diving into it wholeheartedly?
What comes to mind, you know, we used to listen to the Winans. There's one song the Winans sang. It's one of the phrases in the song is that a song is not a song until it happens to you.
Mm.
And I believe that once owning a song, you make it your life, you make it your testimony, you make it your language to God. And it ceases from being a memorized phrase, becomes a part of your life, a part of what you're actually saying. So it's important to own it there, because then it's not just lip service. It just it becomes your life. It becomes you living out that song.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Lady Nicole, would you like to add on something there? You know, I like what Petty has said, owning it, you know. It's like she's listening to the radio, and I bet the whole team feels the same way. It's like, this is our song. Lady Nicole? Okay. Brother Rockmond?
Yes.
You're coming all the way from Terrell.
Yes, sir.
That's quite a drive. I mean, what does this say about how you are embracing this thing and what it means into your life?
Well, it means a lot. Music to me means a lot, but worship means even more. A worshiper, being a worshiper is who I am. I mean, it's a part of who I am. So the drive is nothing compared to what God does for me on a regular basis. It's nothing. And just to be a part of a worship team, being a worshiper, being a part of other worshipers, it's priceless. If I could put it, there's not an amount or anything of value I could put on it. It's priceless. And because of that, you know, even with the ownership of the songs, which to me speaks very strong, because when musicians and singers first learn a song, it's the artist's song until we learn it. Once we learn it and master the song, then it's our song. So I believe that probably speaks more, you know, when you could hear a song and then you hear the artist sing it and you know God does something different with us, you know, that's our ownership of it. And so that had me smiling when I heard that. That's a great thing to say. But I really enjoy this, and it means a lot to me being around other worshipers, being in the presence. I thank God for the leaders, prophetess and apostle. I thank God for them and what they're doing, and I'm just glad to be a part, but it means a lot. It means it's priceless. I'll say that.
Okay, praise God. Pastor Stephen, your pastors, I mean, Apostle Darius and Prophetess Mwaka, they are strong on this thing, prophetic conference, prophetic breakfast, prophetic worship. I mean, in working with them and running with this vision, what should we expect out of the team as you guys are preparing in line with that vision?
It will be a high level of, you know, excellence. You know, as I stated before, this is something that we have learned, even with taking the Spirit of Excellence classes as well, and learning these methods to the point to where it's applied to our everyday life, and also everything that we do as worshipers. I like the scripture that states that, you know, whatever we place our hands to, it shall prosper. And with our hands being placed to, you know, ushering in the presence of God through praise and worship, we expect tremendous success. And, you know, and it's in line with the vision of, you know, Fresh Aroma and what Prophetess Muwaka has set up and has stated. And, you know, we're just following that vision and making sure everything just flows smoothly under the direction of the Most High God. So, yes, sir, we are tremendously excited, and as Rock said, that's priceless.
Amen. Amen. Worship that releases the prophetic. I mean, that's what we're going to expect and encounter as we come to the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference, April 17th to the 20th of this year, Sheraton DFW Airport Hotel. Please remember, when you call the hotel to make reservations, to mention Fresh Aroma Conference so that you get that special rate. By the way, everybody listening, the hotel does provide shuttle service, so you don't need to worry about transportation or going to the airport. All that information is available at the website, fresharomaministry.org. Don't forget Saturday morning, the prophetic breakfast. The prophetic breakfast, you need to register for that. I know Prophet has said she's just going to be listening in, and she wants to just enjoy and get refreshed. Prophetess, I want to ask you this question I asked to Pastor Stephen here. Prophetic breakfast, prophetic worship, prophetic conference, prophetic, I mean, why is it important that we understand the significance of that component of everything that is being done here?
Thank you, Pastor Nathan. You're doing a super job. I tell you, it is so refreshing to be on the other side. Let me just, first of all, really just also appreciate these great servants of God for their commitment, sacrifice. Apostle and I do not take it lightly. We love the body of Christ, and this is why, you know, we choose the key in the city of Dallas, and some from outside, just to come together. Because one of the things Fresh Aroma is called to do is to bring the body of Christ together. So that's why it's so, so important, you know, to bring people like Reverend Gladson and his beautiful wife, Reverend Pauline Musson, Reverend Hope, and his lovely wife, Josephine, Reverend Charles Kimwele, and of course, our very own Minister Steve and Lady Nicole. I was at their rehearsal this past Saturday. I'm telling you, it was not a rehearsal. The glory of living God came down. I even told them, I'm like, it's the conference tonight because I'm ready to preach, to lay hands on the sick, raise the dead. That is just how powerful
Amen.
It was. I love continuity. And, you know, we for example, like Fred O'Barry, we've ministered with him in so many places. I love his sensitivity to worship, and same with Reverend Gladson. They've been a part of this Fresh Aroma meeting and always do such a superb job. So each of them are just so anointed and so powerful. And we want you to know, ministers, we appreciate you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We know you have your own ministries, families, schedules, and for you just to take time you know, to come together, and there's such a unity and harmony, and you know that God commands a blessing upon
Amen.
That unity. So we want you to know your sacrifice is not in vain, and know that you're going to usher the people who are coming from all over into the very presence of God. So now to your question, my dear friend, Pastor Nathan, why prophetic this, prophetic that? Well, Fresh Aroma is a prophetic ministry. It's the ministry that God birthed through me 10 years ago in Boston, Massachusetts. And a prophetic breakfast is not an ordinary breakfast. There's going to be more than just sausage, egg, and bacon. One of our wonderful friends in the ministry, Prophetess Sarah Morgan, will be ministering during that breakfast. You don't want to miss it. She is an atmosphere changer, a powerhouse. I call her a moving earthquake. Your life just will not remain the same. But all the speakers are just all very unique, original prophets in their own caliber. And so it's a prophetic conference, it's a prophetic ministry. So everything we are doing, the prophetic is basically the voice of God. And that is what we need in our lives, in our families, as we are raising our kids. And we are a prophetic generation. We are living in such a very exciting time as God's people. And it's so crucial to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. So this is why worship is so crucial in this ministry and in this conference. And we just bless God for even the instrumentalists. They're just on target. The singers like it's Melissa, it's Betty, Ndegwa, they were all there on Saturday, Minister Nish. And it was wonderful to watch them. They were really also enjoying themselves. And that's so important to me because I'm so passionate about serving God, and I don't like to see miserable faces. I've actually, when I was in Boston, I actually told some people, just sit down, I'll do it, because it is such an abomination to be miserable. Even the Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And so Saturday, it was refreshing to see them smiling, happy, enjoying themselves and letting loose, but, you know, allowing the Spirit of God to take over. So Solutions family who are listening, I tell you, you don't want to miss this conference. The worshipers are ready. You can imagine they've been preparing since January, and now we're in March. You can only imagine the realms of the anointing that we are going to see corporately. It is going to be heaven on earth.
That's right. Woman of God, I'd like you to speak to our Solutions family, the importance of them registering for the breakfast. There's a 20th March cap on it.
Yes. First of all, we want to encourage you, listeners and families, to come for the entire conference. And this is why deliberately we don't begin to say, okay, come Friday because so-and-so is preaching, because I think you miss the whole essence. As I said, every one of the speakers, Dr. Nervous Mumba, Prophetess Beverly Angel, there's such a heavenly grace they all carry. And one of the beautiful things about conferences is that the anointing builds, and then it's amazing how each speaker will just like basically pick up from where the other one has left. And so if you decide, well, I'll only come when Prophetess Morgan is on and maybe Bishop Eli, then you kind of miss the whole jigsaw puzzle. So we are encouraging you to come right from the beginning. And then also this conference, it's also a celebration. And then because it's free, we're going to have many, many more people. And so the Sheraton Hotel have been wonderful, very gracious, but they do need to know in advance. And then we our committee not to be busy up and down registering during the conference. We want them to also enjoy, because we've been planning and preparing since last year, and it will be terrible for everybody to be blessed except our ushers and our intercessors and our committee. And so we are asking you, Solutions family, please help us to serve you better. We want to do things meticulously and excellently. I think everybody in America can afford $45. Actually, it was $35, and we were announcing and putting it on Facebook. And I don't know how many of you tapped into that early bird. But anyway, we are saying all this to say, please register in advance, because during the conference, we're not going to be taking late registrations for breakfast. And at the breakfast, it's also going to be very exciting. I'm a fun-loving person, so we're going to have some games, competitions, give some prizes, you know, before the word comes forth. Because remember, it's a celebration. So every session will have some nice surprises and just some exciting things happening. But to do all this, we need you to register in advance so we can prepare well for you. So please do cooperate with us. It's a new year. We want to be organized. We want to be orderly. And it's just going to be, I know, a conference with a difference. All of us, the lives will never, never, never be the same again. We're getting so, we're receiving a tremendous response from people everywhere, new communities, people who've never heard us before because of some of the speakers we are bringing. So that's very encouraging because that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, reaching different people, not just the same who've been coming. Of course, we love the wonderful people who've supported us throughout the years, but it's just exciting to be able to reach different communities. Even while we were in Rwanda mourning the loss of our beloved mom, even there, people are like, how can I come? How can I register? So we already have people from Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, definitely Zambia, many from Zimbabwe, London. So it's amazing that even from as far as these places, there's such an expectation, such a desire. So those of us in Dallas, let's not take it for granted. Let's not miss the moment of visitation because there will be a heavenly, heavenly visitation.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage everybody that if you go to the website, fresharomaministry.org, there's some information there. I want to also emphasize this, Pastor Mwata. The hotel has given us a special rate for the conference. So when you call, mention Fresh Aroma, we want to encourage you to go and camp. Just come and camp with us at the Sheraton. Don't worry about driving away or, you know, places and things like that so that you just get soaked into this prophetic release that will be there this weekend. That website, again, is www.fresharomaministry.org. I don't think you can miss it. I'm saying it so well with my Zambian accent. Fresharomaministry.org. I don't think anybody can miss that. All the information is there. April 17th to the 20th, it's Easter weekend. And like I said at the beginning, Pastor Mwaka, I learned some interesting information from my niece who goes to a community college. It's a holiday during that week. There will be no classes. So it's good to be in the Bible Belt. They recognize these holidays. So the college students, you're not going to have to worry about class. If you have a block class on Saturday morning, it won't be there because it's a holiday. So we want you to come and join us and do these things. Rev Gladson, Pastor Mwaka, and everybody, I think I've heard two people say this, that when you are doing it, you observe that during the rehearsal, you guys were enjoying this. And you've done this in your life for a while, in your ministry. What is the importance of doing this and enjoying it?
I think the importance of doing this and enjoying it, actually, you know, I was thinking today that when serving God becomes a burden, then, you know, it's best for you to sit down and not do it because it becomes lip service. The importance of enjoying it and actually doing it with joy, you know, speaks of your heart, speaks of your position and place in God, speaks of your relationship with God as well, because then it is showing that you're at a place where you're saying, God, whatever you want to do with me, do. I mean, whatever you want to, you know, work through me, just do it. I'm here. I'm ready for you. So there's a showing of readiness to be used of God for whatever purpose, and there's also a showing of appreciation for the place where God has placed you. So doing something and enjoying it, I think, is a greater fulfillment. You know, you're not pushed into it, but it is coming out of a willingness to do it.
Praise God. Pastor Stephen, as we are getting close to concluding our discussion here, talk to somebody there listening and just cheer them up to say,
this is not just going to be another ordinary singing session in a meeting.
Yes, this is definitely not going to be something that's ordinary, but it's going to be a worship experience that's extraordinary. You know, so I would just encourage those who will be attending the conference to come expecting to receive, you know, just a mighty move of God's presence in their lives that will change and rearrange and bring blessings to their lives that they won't have room enough to receive, and, you know, just to come with a heightened expectancy just to receive, and even when the word is going forth from all the great pastors and leaders that will be on the Fresh Aroma card, and even during the breakfast, you know, there will be praise and worship as well. But just come with a level and a high expectancy to receive from God, and He definitely will bless. He will heal. He will deliver, set free through the mighty presence that will meet us there for the conference.
Well, we also want to mention to those of us that have got families, you're probably worried or concerned about a family atmosphere. Yes, we, in the preparations, the ministry has considered families as well. There's going to be, you know, we're going to, there's going to be things going on for the kids and for the youth as well. Well, we are working on those things, and we just want to encourage you to do that. Please remember, the conference is free. However, we still want you to register. Like Prophetess Mwaka said, we need to prepare adequately and be good stewards of God's resources so that we know who's coming and what will be going out there. Lady Nicole, we should get ready. We should come with our dancing shoes. And what should we do as we get ready for this?
We definitely should come ready, come with our dancing shoes on, come with a heart of expectation. Mm. Don't put any limits on God and what, and you know, come knowing that He will meet you there. The atmosphere is going to be charged. It is going to be charged. It's going to be charged. From the minute you step foot in that Sheraton Hotel, it's no longer a hotel, but it has been transformed to be the place where you will meet God. And it will be transformed in a way to where you will. It is prophetic, a prophetic ministry. That means that the word, when that word is spoken, it can be snatched up just like that, and it is yours. And that word spoken over you will be manifest. It will come true. It will happen for you. It will take place whether immediately or within a day, 2 days, 3 days. I'm telling you. So you have to come prepared. And, you know, come with a heart of thanksgiving and praise. We are celebrating. So, amen. No, you're not going to come in. If you come in looking like you've been baptized in lemon juice, you would leave with a smile on your face. You would leave with joy in your heart. And even during the worship, burdens will be lifted. Chains will be broken off of you. During worship, God will start breaking and preparing your heart even before the word goes forth. And I believe that when that kind of worship takes place, which that is the type of worship that you would come expecting, that when the minister gets up to preach, oh my goodness, I mean, we may all be on the floor afterwards. So I'm excited. Definitely come comfortable. I mean, don't. This is not a time to have the cute shoes that you can't take off the shoes. You are where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. So I'm telling you, we are ready. We are ready. So come with a heart of expectancy.
Yeah, now everybody understands why I asked Lady Nicole to talk about the dancing, because she leads that department right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she's going to get us geared up and everything else. Everybody listening, and let me do this. I know somebody's listening and they're like, hey, I'm just at a friend's place. I don't have a computer. I don't want to get in touch with you guys. Let me give you three numbers that you can get in touch with. 314-814-4601. And the other one is 214-938-6145. And the last number is 817-501-1615. You can call any one of those three numbers for further information. You don't have a computer, access to internet. You probably are like, well, I'm just hearing this for the first time. We'll be glad to explain and to share this information with you and get registered. We thank our guests on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka, the host and producer of Solutions, Minister Reed, his wife Lady Nicole, Melissa Foster, and Betty, and Rev Gladson and Brother Rockmond. You guys, we love you. Thank you for what you're doing. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the conference. And let me just also tell you that we are Solutions is working on having some of the guest speakers come on the show and share their hearts with you and what you should expect. Once again, Fresh Aroma International Ministries 10th Spring Prophetic Conference coming up April 17th to the 20th. You can find the information on fresharomaministry.org, and we look forward to having you, everyone. Please go to the website and register. And thank you, everybody, for joining us and listening in. We're looking forward to an exciting 10th year of Fresh Aroma. Have a wonderful night wherever you are, and we thank you all for joining us. Join the Zander Block Talk Radio team on Saturday morning as we do our regular broadcasting. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Holy are you, God. Holy are you, God.